to begin this show. And one of those is from Miroslav Vitus, great bass player. This is entitled, I Will Tell Him On You, Miroslav Vitus.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
That one's from bassist Miroslav Vitus, and the album is Infinite Search. I believe it was re-released under that name, originally released as Mountain in the Clouds, and an incredible band on this from Miroslav Vitus. Miroslav, as I said, on bass. Jack DeJohnette on drums, Herbie Hancock on electric piano, John McLaughlin on guitar, and Joe Henderson on tenor saxophone. Mountain in the Clouds, or Infinite Search, if you're looking for that album. And the name of that track was I Will Tell Him on You. All 11 minutes on this track, and that's one thing we do here, is we explore all of the artists' music, regardless of the time. No radio edits of 2 or 3 minutes on this show, at least. I actually love to explore those longer tracks as well. I heard this on another show, and I really liked it. I was unfamiliar with this jazz artist. His name's Ron Jackson, and he plays a 7-string guitar, which is a little unique. He's going to play his version of Van Morrison's Moondance. Thank you. That was Marshall Jilks and the WDR Big Band, name of the album, Always Forward. I've been hearing this album being played over the last couple of weeks as it is a premium for your support as a thank you gift here on WWUH during our fundraising drive. So they've been playing this album quite a bit, and every time I hear it, I really dig it. And we heard two albums, the last two albums, Marshall Jilks and the WDR Big Band, as I mentioned. And before that, we heard from Ron Jackson, Standards and Other Songs is the name of that album. We're going to hear something from Leela Sear. I've got it queued up. So we're going to hear something from her album, First Instinct. Name of this track is The Secret.
this world today. Know your life will be great, so seize the day. Knowing a secret will change your life. No more worries and no more strife. So begin to look ahead.
Leela Sear from her album First Instinct, and we heard The Secret. Wonder what The Secret is. I had a lot of distractions in the studio, so I wasn't able to concentrate on the lyrics, but I think I'm going to give that one a listen again and try to figure out what is The Secret.
Thank you.
Nikki Parrott. From her album New York to Paris, we heard the great standard, "There's a Boat That's Leaving Soon for New York." And Nikki Parrott, as I mentioned before the track, is appearing at the side. All right, let's see. Let's get into some more tunes. John Coltrane. There was a new album released of some old, previously unavailable tapes. And, of course, we got that at the station as soon as it came out. The name of the album is Blue World with the great John Coltrane Quartet. McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, Elvin Jones on drums. And there are multiple versions of the great tune Village Blues. And we are going to hear Take 3, Village Blues. This is John Coltrane. Thank you. alto saxophone work of Miguel Zanon. I really dug that track. From his latest release, brand new release, Sonero, the music of Ismael Rivera is the name of the album, and we heard a track, Las Caras Lindas. Miguel Zanon, one of my favorite players. And a brand new album by Miguel Zanon is always a great thing. Before that, we heard another new album, a new release of old tapes from John Coltrane from the album Blue World. We heard Village Blues, Take 3. Music that was recorded for an independent film back in the early 60s, a film produced in Montreal, a French-speaking film. After I heard about this album, I had to check out the film. Pretty mediocre movie, perhaps, but great music, as always, from John Coltrane. So,
this is Ken Laster. I'd like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. It's been going on now for 10 years and 6 million downloads worldwide. I've put in an extraordinary amount of time and expense into producing this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it gives me so much joy to spread my love of this art form to you and to others. Now, I would like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.podbean.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution. Surely, just one listening of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener over a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you can donate, you will be partnering with me to spread the tradition of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.